弟兄姐妹早上好，我们很高兴我们在主日和大家相见，我们一起来敬拜神。那今天呢，我们就是但以理书这个系列的最后一讲。
Today is the last lesson of the Daniel.
我们就完成的第六章的最后一个故事。
We'll finish the last story of chapter 6.
好，让我们一起祷告来预备我们的心。
Let's pray and to prepare our hearts.
天父上帝，我们来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们恭敬讲下面的时间，我们都交托你的手中。
We put all the time into your hands.
愿主的话语照亮我们的心。
So your words will shine our heart, light up our hearts.
愿主的圣灵亲自的激励我们。
And your Holy Spirit will motivate us.
让我们在这个世上，我们可以能够按照主耶稣基督的样式，能够活出讨神喜悦的一生。
We'll try to live the way that you have mentored us in this world.
我们求主你祝福在我们当中敬拜的每一位的弟兄姐妹。
Continue to bless every one of us that we are today that when we worship you.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那你如果有机会去到南加州的话，那么在这个Long Beach 有一个很好的景点。
And so if you have happened to go to Southern California, there's a very good, a beautiful place that you should go.
这个景点呢，就是一艘船呢，它是叫这个玛丽王后，这个玛丽女王号的这个船。
So there's a ship, it's called Queen Mary, that parked over the Long Beach area.
那么这个船呢，以前是英国造的一艘船。
It was produced by a British.
据说可以跟那个泰坦尼克号相媲美的。
Is compared to Titanic.
那么大概在30年代造成，那么在海上航行了30多年之后，他们决定退役。
And so it was made in 1930s. After 30 years, it finally retired.
结果南加州就把它买了去，把它改造成这个酒店啊，餐厅啊，还有博物馆等等。
And so the American brought the ship and has used it as a business for like a hotel and restaurants.
据说那个地方不错，我从来没有去过。
And I heard it's very good, but I've never been there before.
据说当初啊，他们把这个船从英国运过来是要拆下来，要拆装嘛，要重新的去装修。
They have to dismember all the parts and before they can ship to the United States.
那么他就把那个中间那个大的那个烟筒哈就拆下来了。
And so the one in the middle, they have to take it apart.
The chimney.
The chimney have to take.
那这个烟筒呢，它是用钢板做的哈。
It was made of steel.
当初呢，它这个钢板有多厚？有3/4英尺那么厚。
And so those steel was almost 3/4 thick.
不过当这个烟筒卸下来了之后，他们才发现这烟筒一卸下来一到地上怎么样，全部变成灰了。
And so after they dismembered the chimney, and then they became ashes.
那么只有一些漆片还留下来。
And there's just a few chips left.
可以想象这个这么厚的钢板在海上这么长时间风吹雨淋的话，它的腐蚀性有多大。
So you can see, and after so many years that in the sea, that things are eroded.
所以呢，人类其实从很早的时候就意识到这个世界一切的东西它都在衰败之中。
So humans have long realized that everything in the world will go through decay.
所以我们使用的任何东西呢，你都要维修的。
So we have to maintenance everything we use.
然后你用了一段时间之后，最后都不得不要更换，你必须要换新的。
And sometime after we use for a while, we have to get a new one.
不但是这个物件是如此，其实我们其他的东西使用，像一些生物也是同样的道理。
So things for that things we use, but also like the life like animal plants the same way.
所以不论是动物还是植物的话，都是有一个生命的周期，有一个循环。
And so there is always a cycle for the plants and the animals as well.
那么同样的道理，我们人生在世啊，其实我们的灵魂呢，也会受到侵蚀的。
And so just our spirit will be eroded as well.
所以我们要经常的加以维护。
And so we need to maintain it.
那么我们需要不断的去更新它。
And we continue to renew it.
才能保证我们这个灵魂不断的、不 不断的可以晋升。
And so we can continue to be, to keep new.
所以今天我们来看但以理和狮子坑的这个故事。
So let's look at the story of Daniel and the lion den. Lion den.
我们看到但以理在关键一个非常危险的时候，他做出了一个选择。
And so at a critical moment, he made a choice.
他的选择呢，就是不是保全性命，而是选择什么？这个要坚持他的信仰。
And his choice was not to save his life, but persist his faith.
因为这个对他的灵魂是至为重要。
Because this is the most important thing of his spirit.
所以这个故事也再一次的提醒我们，我们在这世界上生活，我们怎么样做才能让我们的灵魂受益？
And so this story makes us really think about that what is the greatest gain for our soul.
因为在世界上呢，每天的人都想着说，我怎么样在物质上受益？
And usually people think about what we can benefit from material.
大概你只有来到教会才会听到说，我们讲你怎么样让你的灵魂来受益。
And only come to church that people talk about how can you benefit your soul.
那么我们今天就看但以理书的第六章十五节到二十八节。
So let's read Daniel chapter 6:15-28.
如果你有圣经，请打开圣经，但以理书第六章啊。
And let's turn the chapter 6.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor will read Chinese. I will read in English.
第六章第十五节，那些人就纷纷聚集来见王，说：“王啊，当知道马代人和波斯人有利。”凡王所立的禁令和律例都不可更改。
And the man went as a group to the king and said to him, Remember, O king, that according to the law of Medes and Persians, no decree or edict that the king issued can be changed.
王下令，人就把但以理带来，扔在狮子坑中。王对但以理说，你所常侍奉的神，他必救你。
So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel,May your God, who you serve continually, rescue you.
有人搬石头放在坑口，王用自己的玺和大臣的印封闭那坑，使惩办但以理的事毫无更改。
A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring, and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed.
王回宫，中夜进食。无人拿乐器到他面前，并且睡不着觉。
And the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep.
次日黎明，王就起来，急忙往狮子坑那里去。
At the first night of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den.
临近坑边，哀声呼叫但以理，对但以理说。永生神的仆人但以理呀，你所常侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子吗
？When he came near the den, he called Daniel to an in an anguished voice. Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, who you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?
但以理对王说：“愿王万岁。
”Daniel answered, "O king, live forever."
我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口，叫狮子不伤我。因我在神面前无辜，我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事。
My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O king.
王就甚喜乐，吩咐人将但以理从坑里系上来。于是但以理从坑里被系上来，身上毫无伤损，因为信靠他的神。
The king was overjoyed and gave order to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trust in his God.
王就下令，人就把那些控告但以理的人，连他们的妻子儿女都带来，扔在狮子坑中。他们还没到坑底，狮子就抓住他们。咬碎他们的骨头。
At the king's command, the man who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in the Brian and threw into the lion's den.Along with their wives and children, and before they reached the floor of the den, the lion overpowered them and crushed all their bones.
那时，大力乌王传旨，小玉住在全地各方、各国、各族的人说：“愿你们大享平安。”
Then King Darius wrote to all the people, nations, and men of every language throughout the land, "May you prosper greatly."
现在我降旨小谕，我所统辖的全国人民要在但以理的神面前战惊恐惧，因为他是永远长存的活神，他的国永不败坏，他的权柄永存无极。
I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is a living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed, his dominion will never end.
他庇护人，搭救人，在天上地下实行神迹奇事，救了但以理脱离狮子的口。
He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions.
如此，这但以理当大力乌王在位的时候，和波斯王古列在位的时候，大享亨通。
So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
那么这个经文呢，也可以分成三个部分啊。
And this passage can divide to three parts.
那么十五节到十八节是但以理被扔在狮子坑的这个记述。
And verse 15 to 18 that he was thrown into a lion's den.
那么十九到二十四节是但以理蒙天使搭救。
And so 19 to 24 Daniel was rescued by angel.
那么二十五到二十八节是大力乌王再次颁发命令。
And 25 to 28 King Darius issued an decree.
那么核心的经节就在第二十六节。
So the core verse is in verse 26.
大力乌王宣告说，上帝是永远长存的活神。
And he pronounced the God is a living God who endures forever.
所以我们看到大力乌王通过这个事情的经历哈。
And King Darius through this experience.
他的怎么样？他的整个的对神的认知，他的灵性就提升到一个新的高度。
And through that, King Darius raises the knowledge of the God of Israel to a new level.
其实这个故事我们知道，跟但以理三个朋友那个故事有很多相似的地方。
There's a lot of similarity compared to the Daniel's three friends.
因为但以理的三个朋友和这个故事当中，他们都有同样的不顺服王的命令。
And both stories talk about they disobeyed the king.
同时都面对了一个必死的刑罚。
They both are facing the same mortal punishment.
只不过当时他的三个朋友面对的是那个火窑，对不对
？And so the three friends were facing the furnace of the fire.
那么但以理所面对的是狮子坑。
And Daniel was facing the lion den.
他们同样呢都得到天使的搭救。
And they all were rescued by the angel.
他们的生命就得到了这个。拯救
And so their life was saved.
最后呢，王都同样改变了他原先的命令。
And the king has changed their orders.
但所不同的，我们知道，那第一个是什么？是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒。
And so the difference is the first king was Nebuchadnezzar.
那么这里边是谁呢？是波斯王啊，马代波斯的王大力乌。
And here is talk about King Darius in Persian.
还有一个不同的是，当时呢。这个当这个但以理的三个朋友拒绝服从的时候，当时尼布甲尼撒的反应是什么？暴怒啊，
and so when the three,
气得不行哈。
Daniel's three friends refused to obey the order, and Nebuchadnezzar was angry.
但是我们看到这里，大力乌王呢，他是被人家设个圈套给套在里面了，对不对
？And but here is talk about the there was a trap set up for the king.
那么他对这个但以理有很多的什么？关切跟同情
，and he has a lot of compassion and a concern for Daniel.
所以我们就知道为什么这个尼布甲尼撒他看了那个神迹之后，后来他要经过另外一个神迹啊，就是什么他自己变成野兽的那个经历。
And so Nebuchadnezzar have to go through another experience and became an animal later on.
然后他再跟大力乌王有同样的这个认知哈、啊，对神。
After that, he had a similar experience like a Darius.
什么？上帝是永活的神
，and the king, the God is a live forever.
他的国度永不败坏
，and his dominion will never change.
所以这里作者用相当多的笔墨来描述大力乌王的感受
，and here use a considerable amount of ink to describe the feeling of the Darius.
所以那些控告的人，他得知了以后，他先是怎么样？十四节，我们上次读到，他甚是忧愁。他思虑了一天，他依然是怎么样，一筹莫展。
And so he feels that he did not have a solution for the things that have been done. He was worried.
所以当但以理被扔到坑里头之后，他又是什么？他非常的担忧。
And so when Daniel was thrown to the lion's den, he was pretty concerned.
所以我们看到十八节他回到宫里是中夜的禁食。
And so talk about verse 18, talk about he was fasting.
我不知道他有没有祷告哈，我们有禁食祷告吗？是不是？
And very often we have a fast praying. I wasn't sure that whether he was doing the fasting and the praying.
那么他甚至呢是这个停止娱乐哈。
And stop the entertaining.
那么夜不能寐。
And the whole night could not sleep.
所以次日一黎明的时候他就急急忙忙地赶到那个狮子坑那个地方去。
At dawn the next day, he rushed to the lion den.
他哀声地呼叫，说但以理看他还没有在活着啊。
And so he was cried out to see if Daniel was still alive.
所以我们看到大力乌王啊，就明显的怎么样，他对但以理的关切之情就跃然纸上。
And Darius, the concern for Daniel is very evident and genuine.
大力乌王现在实际上是束手无策对整个的形势。
So King Darius was at a loss at the time.
他实然是说，但以理，你的神必会救你。
And even though he said to the Daniel, yeah, your God will save you.
但是我们看到他这个一夜都不能睡，我们知道实际上他心里不确定到底会不会救他。
And if you really watch, he could not sleep. That means he really wasn't sure whether God will save him.
但是毫无疑问，这个事情就让大力乌王在认识神上，在他属灵的生命上是一个。
And this is the turning point for King Darius when he experienced this event.
其实他的生命的转折跟尼布甲尼撒的这个生命的转折，其实你发现都有一个中介。
And so there's a medium that compared to King Nebuchadnezzar and Darius, this is very similar.
那么这个中介呢，在前面是但以理的三个朋友，在这里则是但以理本人。
And that the first the case that is the Daniel's three friends here is Daniel himself.
所以由此可见呢，其实我们每一个人认识神呢，都是透过其他人的。
And so we can see very often how we know God is through other people.
也没有说一个人说我从来没听过神，我从来不知道神，突然有一天早上我一睁眼。我要信耶稣，不可能的。
You never heard that people have never heard about God or never met God, and then wake up in the morning and say, "Oh, I know God."
所以我们都是通过其他人跟我们分享福音，通过其他人告诉我们耶稣的故事，我们来认识神。
Very often through other Christians for us to know God.
所以呢，这个不认识神的人，他不可能自然而然的认识神。
So when people do not God, that will not automatically to know God.
当然一个人认识神需要是神的工作了。
And so this is God's work.
但是离不开人的这个中介。
But has to go through people.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天也是一样，其实我们要让我们周围没有信主的人能够认识神的话，他要需要我们去跟他们分享主的恩典，主的真理。
In order for non-believers to know God, that God used us to introduce God to them.
其实有人就说，哎，这个陈牧师平常已经很忙了，星期天如果能到教会来突然间冒一头已经不错了哈。
And so people will say to Pastor Chen, you know, I'm so busy. It's good enough for me to come on Sunday.
但是每一次 Pastor Chen 来了，你看这教会现在这事情越来越多，还要禁食祷告啊，还要有这个门徒训练哈。
And so when I come to church, the more work is there, is like a fasting and prayer and disciple training.
其实这是正是这个时代的问题哈。
And this is exactly the problem of this generation.
因为基督徒呢，跟非基督徒我们都是一样的生活，每天就像那个游泳似的，在这个大世界里游啊游啊，这样游来去。
So our world is very similar to people, non-believers, that we just, you know, try to survive in this world.
那基督徒的不同就是什么？到了星期天的时候，我们这世界的游的时候，突然你可以从那个水里冒出来，喘一口气，到教会来。
The only difference of Christian is on Sunday, you just try to get yourself above the water and try to come to church.
然后你回去之后又回去怎么样？这个下个星期又要在世界里面去挣扎。
And then you continue to try to survive the next 6 days.
其实我们最好我们要跳出来哈。
And we need to leap out of that situation.
那么最近我在网上看到有一个网站哈。
And I will find this website.
我不是推荐大家去用这个网站。
I'm not recommend this website.
那么这个网站呢是告诉你它的名字叫 Death Clock。
So this is the website is called Death Clock.
就是说死亡之钟哈， 就是他来算你这个寿命是多少的哈。
And so actually you can putting data in, they will calculate and to tell you how long you will live.
把你生日输进去哈。
And putting your birthday in.
然后他就会问你几个问题哈。
And they ask you a few questions.
非常简单的。
Very simple.
你就他就算一算，我要算正常情况下，我一算还能活几年，他就告诉我。
In normal situation that they will calculate how long you will live.
然后呢？我哦，正常情况下还能活十五年。
And so in a normal situation, is Pastor Chen, you can live another 15 years?
Yes, 15.
15, not 50, okay?
哦，还可以活十五年。如果我选择我是一个比较乐观、积极向上的人。
But if I'm a more positive person, optimistic.
哎呦，我还可以活，我可以活到九十岁哦。
I can probably live until I'm 90.
我再算算，我如果是一个悲观又忙碌又这个有点抑郁的人哈。
And a little bit pessimistic, a little bit depressed.
我已经早死了。
And I'm already dead.
我不应该活到今天。
I shall not live now.
所以这就是一个不是说个很科学很严谨，不是没有人知道我们还有活多少天。
It's not very scientific, so it's really hard to know how long you will live.
然后在这个 website 旁边呢，就是一个钟哈。
And so on the website there's a clock.
然后他把你这个年数换成秒
，and so I actually change the year to seconds。
然后那秒就开始变
，and the second keep changing。
所以这我坐在那儿这功夫，这秒就开始减少了。
And so I'm sitting there watching my time, running, getting shorter, shorter。
我这一转眼的功夫啊，这十几秒就过去了。
And just when you turn around, the couple many seconds already gone。
其实就是这样，是。事实就是如此。
Reality it is.
我们剩下多少年只有神知道。
How many years we have, only God knows.
但是 the clock is ticking.
The clock is, 终于在转。
就是在不断的转，你的秒数不断的减少。
And the clock is ticking and the seconds getting less and less.
怎么样用这个时间？
How do you use the time?
这个就是在我们的手里。
It's up to us.
弟兄姐妹，牧师要鼓励大家做的都是对你们有益的。
And brother, sister, what the pastor wanted you to do is really is so personally benefit you.
但以利也正是看到了什么是对他灵性最重要。
So the Daniel also saw the preciousness of his spirituality.
所以他才不惜以生命来抗争王命。
So he never hesitated to disobey King Darius.
因为灵魂比生命更重要。
Because the spirit, the soul is more important than your life.
这个身体会没了，但是你灵魂还存在的。
And your physical body may be gone, but your spiritual body is still there.
所以眼前得利呢，但是我们灵魂受损，这个是不划算的事情。
So immediate gain will not make up for the spiritual loss.
所以我们特别注意但以理在这里向王的申诉。
And you need to really pay attention what Daniel said to the king.
第二十二节他就讲到说，我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口。
And so my Lord, my sent the passenger to block the to stop the lion.
因为我在神面前无辜啊。
Because I was innocent before him.
我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事情。
I did not do anything wrong before the king.
所以我们知道最后上帝拯救了他。
So you know, God rescued him.
那么读这个故事呢，大家会有一些疑问。
And so when you read the story, you might have a lot of questions.
特别是后面的二十四节说，为什么这个大力乌王这么残忍啊？
And why is the King Darius was so cruel?
他是惩罚那些人就完了吗？为什么把那些人的什么妻子儿女一起都丢到狮子坑里面去？
He can just punish the people who was accusing Daniel, but he also punished his family, their wife and children.
所以我们要知道这种刑罚是当时的波斯人的法律。
But we got to understand that that kind of punishment is popular at that time.
那个王这样去惩罚他呢，不只是因为他们诬告但以理。
And the way they were punished because not because they only falsely accused Daniel.
更是因为他们欺骗大力乌。
Because they deceived the king of Darius.
因为他们画了个圈把这个国王给什么给套进去了。
They set up traps to deceive King Darius.
所以这个欺君 知罪啊，乃是十恶不赦嘛。
So the whole crime of deceiving the king is unpardonable.
那么另外一个呢，虽然圣经记载了这样，并不等于圣经就认同这个。
And even though the Bible recorded, does not mean the Bible approved it.
这是波斯人的法律，不是上帝的法律。
This is the law of a Persian, not law of God.
上帝的法律是什么呢？
Why is the law of God?
那么以西结书这样讲哈，就是说儿子必不担当父亲的罪孽。
And so Ezekiel says, God will not let the son share the guilt of the father.
父亲也不担当儿子的罪孽。
Nor will the father share the guilt of the son.
这是神亲自宣告的。
And this is what God taught us.
那么，所以我们要知道神的心意是什么，这个很重要。
The most important thing we need to know what is the heart of God.
那另外一个值得注意的是呢，就是说这里面但以理呢，他不是说受到神的保护啊。他要免除这个危险。
And so the worst note in Daniel was not protected from danger by God.
他而是在危险之中才受到了神的保护。
But it's in the midst of the danger that God's power was manifest.
我再说一遍，这话有点像绕口令啊。
And so it's hard to understand.
所以但以理啊，不是说求神保守让他免除这个危险。
And Daniel was never prayed to God that so he can be protected from the danger.
他而是在危险之中得到了神的保护。
But he was in the midst of the danger that God protected him.
上帝的能力才能彰显出来。
And so God's power is manifest.
我们知道神怎么样做事，这个对我们很重要。
We need to know how God works.
所以我们知道怎么样跟神去打交道。
So we know how to deal with God.
这跟我们平常的期望不太一样。
This is a different expectation.
我们期望都平安嘛。
And we expect peace.
这灾祸危险都不要临到我们。
We don't want to have any danger or any disaster.
但在这个故事中，我们发现但以理是义无反顾。
And we can see in here, Daniel went straight into the storm.
他径直就走到了风暴之中。
So he went to the cusp of the danger.
这是上帝大行奇事的一个原因。
And this is why God has performed wonders.
为什么？上这个但以理就是站到了上帝国度的风口浪尖之上。
Because Daniel stands at the crossroad of the conflict between the kingdom of God.And the power of the world.
可能大家会有疑问哈。
And so we still have more questions.
说当然了，神拯救但以理记在圣经里，大家都知道。
So we know that, God rescued Daniel. We know that.
那万一要上帝不伸手救怎么办
？But if what will happen if God decide not to save Daniel?
那么对于但以理这个问题是不存在的。
And this is a hypothetical question.
那对于我们来说怎么办？我们如果遇到这个情况
，But if we face a similar situation.What should we do?
其实啊，对我们而言呢，我们只能做自己可以做的事情。
We can only do what we can do.
因为人呢，我们既不能遥控，我们也无法预测上帝要怎么做。
We neither remotely control nor speculate what God wants to do.
但是我们信心在哪里？我们信心就是我们可以确信，我们基督徒就应该站在上帝国度的风口浪尖之上。
So we should have that faith that when Christians stand on the cusp of God's kingdom, God will not remain indifferent.
当你处于那种情况之下，上帝绝对不会无动于衷。
And so when you're facing that situation, God will work.
至于上帝怎么样做，这个可不是我们可以开处罚的。
We don't know how God wanted to do, but we cannot speculate.
所以啊，基督徒呢，我们就应该想上帝之所想。
And so, as a Christian, we need to think what God thinks.
那么为上帝之所为。
And do whatever God wants to do.
这样，我们不但可以见证上帝奇能异事哈。
And so we can witness his miracle and wonders.
而且这样是对我们的灵魂最有益处的。
And will be a great benefit to our souls.
也许在人看来是亏损的事情。
Maybe for man is a loss.
但是在上帝那里却是得利的。
But it's a gain from God.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹，我们大家知道，我们很多时候都为别人的救恩 去祷告，对不对
？Very often we pray for other people's salvation.
这个祷告容易，但是坚持下去不太容易。
And pray is easy, but persistence is hard.
甚至我们的亲人，我们身边的人哈。
And even like our family.
我们真的是能够恒切的、持续不断的。在神面前祷告
And we need to have a perseverance in prayers.
因为我们就坚持下去 你才能看到神的恩典。
So when we persist, we can see God's work.
那么为这些失丧的人祷告，这就是站在了上帝国度的风口浪尖上。
When we pray for those unsaved, that we're in the cusp of the God's kingdom.
那我认识一位从台湾来的姐妹哈。
I know one sister came from Taiwan.
那她在年轻的时候呢？在台湾呢，她就决定要嫁给一个台湾的老兵哈。
And so when she was young, she decided to marry an older soldier.
那么这个老兵呢，是从大陆撤退到台湾的。
And this is the gentleman was a little bit older that he came from mainland China.
那么从台湾来的弟兄姐妹会知道，那些老兵呢都很穷的。
And so from people from Taiwan, you know those retired soldiers usually they're very poor.
他们什么都没有。
And they don't have anything.
然后年纪又大。
And they're a little bit older.
比她大十岁。
So he was older, 10 years older than her.
所以她的爸爸就不同意。
And so her dad disagreed.
他说你如果嫁他的话，你就不要进我的门了。
So if you're going to marry him, and do not come back home.
真是这样子哦。所以她也很愿意，她就嫁给这个老兵了。
So she insists to marry the guy.
所以她爸爸就跟她说，我不跟你来吧。
And so the father severed their relationship.
不过当他们生完第一个小孩出生了之后
After they have the first child,
那么做父亲的还是不忍心。
And her father was changed his heart.
既然都这样，孩子都生出来，你还讲什么吗？
And so they already have a child, what can you say?
所以爸爸亲自登门到他家里去。
So her father visited them.
看见孩子，一切都不说。
And once he saw the grandchild,
所以他的这个爸爸就抱起这个孩子，就说回娘家走。
And so the father hold the newborn baby and said, "Come home."
所以这女儿就跟着爸爸后面，一路哭着就走回家。
And the daughter followed dad and crying.
所以啊，这个丈夫，你想哈、啊，知道他这个妻子啊是付了很大的代价。
And so husband know the wife has sacrificed a lot.
所以这个做这个丈夫的对这个妻子啊。都是很忍让。
And so the husband is very patient with his wife.
他妻子做什么都可以。
And everything she does, he's fine.
家里的事情都听妻子的。
Everything at home, he listens to his wife.
所以呢，他后来他们又移民到了美国。
And later they immigrated to the United States.
不过后来这个台湾来的姐妹，她信在美国信的主。
And so this wife that became a Christian in the United States.
她特别想让她的先生怎么样？也信主。
She really want to bring her husband to Christ.
所以她带着孩子都是去教会的、啊、
And then she will bring her child to church.
所以孩子们也信主，就是她先生不信。
And her child became a Christian, but not her husband.
你知道，她先生对她什么事情都百依百顺，唯有这个信主的事情怎么样，说不通的。
And so everything he will let the wife do whatever, but not the become a Christian.
所以我们知道信主的这个事情啊，绝对不是靠你人可以做得了。
And so being saved to become a believer is not what we can do.
后来他们年纪比较大了哈。
And later they grow older.
有一次他这个先生啊得了一个很严重的疾病，心脏病突发就住院，医生说啊很危险。
The husband had a major heart attack that was very critical.
哎呀，这个太太非常。非常非常的伤心。
The wife was very sad.
他万一走了，他没有信主啊。
And so what would happen if he died that he's not a believer?
所以他不吃不喝，在医院陪着他，在那，哎呀，非常的着急心。为这个，他都是自己都得病哈。
And so she was so worried that then she became ill as well.
我感谢主，神也听他祷告，居然给救回来了哈。
And but God listened her prayer that he was saved.
所以这个先生救回来之后，一看他的太太，哇，他太太真是太辛苦了，这么爱他哈。
And the husband realized how much that she loves him.
说为了他得救的事情，就在这个医院里面这样子啊，这么辛苦。于是他先生说：“好啊，那我陪你去教会。”
And watch her go through this ordeal that he decided that he said, "I will go to church with you."
所以当他的心软化的时候，怎么样？神就可以在他心里面工作。
When his heart was softened, then God started work.
那后来他的先生也信主了。
And then he became a Christian.
非常感谢神。不过，现在这个姐妹跟她先生也都 离开了人世了。
And both of them already passed away.
但我们知道他们已经与主耶稣同在。
But we know that they are with Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们鼓励大家，我们要站在风口浪尖之上。
I really encourage you that we need to stand in the gap.
当我们愿意点燃我们的生命的时候
，When we're willing to light up our light，
我们要可以能够真正的站在破口。可以堵住这个破口。
So when we're standing in the gap, then we can block the gap.
那么以西结书呢，就曾经记载了上帝这样的宣告。
So the book of Ezra records the declaration of God.
所以我在你们中间寻找一人重修城环。
And so I look for a man among them who will build up the wall.
在我面前为这国站在破口防堵。
And stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land.
使我不灭绝这国
，so I would not have to destroy it，
却找不着一处。
I found none。
所以，上帝去寻找这样堵破后的人，居然在以色列当中，他说我找不到一个。
And God was looking for people who can really stand in the gap， but He could not find anyone。
这就是以色列国亡国的景象。
And this is the reason of Israel's destruction。
可贵的是，在这个。流亡当中，但以理就为以色列人怎么样守望祷告。
Remarkably, in exile, Daniel watched and prayed for Israel.
所以今天我们愿意成为堵住破口之人吗
？And today, are we willing to be the one stand in the gap?
所以基督徒就当点燃自己的生命。
And so Christians should light our lives.
堵住世界的破口。
And to stand in the gap.
所以我们要站在上帝国度的风口浪尖之上。
So we must stand the cusp of God's kingdom.
我们来推动上帝国度的进展。
And promote the expansion of God's kingdom.
现今这个时代啊，传福音真的是不容易。
In this age, it's very difficult to share evangelism.
但是越是艰难，我们越要一往无前。
And so even more difficult, it should not be should not stop us.
我们要让世界来看见上帝的能力。
We have to show.The world, the power of God.
上帝在寻找这样堵破口的人。
God is looking for people who can stand in the gap.
有谁愿意为我们的教会来守望
？Who is willing to watch over our church?
有谁来愿意为这个城市来祷告
？Who is willing to pray for our city?
更有谁愿意为我们的国家来祈祷
？Who is willing to pray for our country?
那我以前在达拉斯读书的时候。那么达拉斯神学院有一个教授
And there's a professor in Dallas Seminary School.
他就有一个很好的习惯
He has a really good habit.
那么你知道美国的南方有一个叫这个 Bible Belt, 是不是
And you know in the south of the United States, there's a Bible Belt.
那么达拉斯呢这个城市就在这个 Bible Belt 上面就是一个很大的一个堡垒啊，一个纽扣啊，可以。
And so the Dallas is in the where the very important area of the Bible Belt.
为什么？
Why?
就是有很多愿意为这个城市祷告的人。
There's so many people willing to pray for the city.
说每次他来到神学院，从家里开车的话，因为神学院在市中心嘛，他都会看到达拉斯那个 skyline 哈、啊，就是那些高楼大厦。
So every time when he drive, he can see this skyline because the seminary school is in downtown.
所以他每一次看到，他就开始为这个城市来祷告。
Every time he sees, he starts praying for the city.
所以达拉斯是很特别的一个城市。
So Dallas is a very special place.
每一个十字路口都有教会。
So every crossroad has a church.
居然有的十字路口不止一个教会。
And so even the crossroad has more than one church.
所以这个整个的这个基督教的影响非常的大。
So the influence of Christianity is very is huge.
我们该效法这样的哈。
And so we need to follow that as well.
所以我开车来到这边的时候，每一次我一到圣塔玛利亚就开始祷告。
And so when I drive from home, I start praying when I drive through Santa Maria.
因为我们的教会的会员最远的就住到 Santa Maria Ocar 上那个地方。
And there's so many people travel very far from Santa Maria come to church.
这是神给我们的疆界。
And this is God give it to us.
我进入 Ocar 就开始祷告，然后一直到 Slo.
And so I start praying when we enter Ocar and until I arrive in Slo.
这是神最喜悦的祷告。
And this is something God pleases.
所以希望我们的教会，我们弟兄姐妹。真是有这样的热情。
And so we have this enthusiasm for God.
站在破口是一种责任。
And so stand in the gap is our responsibility.
这是上帝要召我们来的原因。
And that's the reason God want to call us.
所以也是让我们为这个世界来守望祷告。
And so that's where we can watch and pray for the world.
那正是在这个守望祷告之中，我们才能够真正的经历神。
And through that we can experience God.
同时站在破口也是一种荣耀。
And so even a stand in the gap is a glorious thing.
这是向世人展示我们人生的一个最佳的机会。
And this is an opportunity we see the magnificent life that we can have.
所谓时势造英雄啊，正是如此。
And so comes the hour, comes the man.
所以我们要点燃生命，堵住破口。
So we need to stand the gap and to light up the world.
当今的世界啊，可以说是风雨飘摇。
And so this world right now is a precariousness.
我们知道，进到今年呢，不但有瘟疫，而且是战争与战争的风声。
And besides pandemic, we have a war going on.
正像这个新加坡总理哈李显龙说的是“山雨欲来风满楼”。
And so it's just like the Prime Minister in Singapore talk about that rising wind, forebodies the coming storm.
我们看到世界的这个景象啊，几乎神对这个末世的预言就一个一个的在应验。
So we like look at what is going on in the world. We know the God's second coming is near.
那么还有一个征兆没有出现，那个就是敌基督哈，还没有出现。
And so the Antichrist has not appeared yet.
我们如果什么时候看到敌基督的出现，我们知道。那个末日就开始什么倒计时了。
And so when we see the Antichrist, we know that is the end time.
美国现在作为世界唯一的超级大国，我想它应该有它的历史的使命的。
And so the United States as a superpower probably has a special mission.
但是我们看到这个国家也经历了前所未有的一个撕裂。
And we also see United States has experienced a tremendous tear.
我们现在比任何时候这个国家的基督徒都要站出来为这个国家祷告。
And this is time the Christians should need to even more stand up and to stand in the gap.
我们要点燃自己的生命来堵住破口。
We need to light our life and then to stand in the gap.
这就是为什么我们来读但以理书的原因。
And that's why we need to study Daniel.
本来去年我们计划呢，我们今年不会读这个但以理书。
And so last year I did not plan to study Daniel.
但是现今的形式，我们读但以理书是再恰当不过的。
But now when we read the book of Daniel, it's so appropriate.
我们知道，无论世界上发生了什么事情，上帝怎么样，仍然掌管人类的命运。
And so no matter what is going in the world, we know God's still in control.
那么下面呢，我就想跟大家我们一起来欣赏这个诗歌哈。
And so we're going to really enjoy this song.
这个诗歌就叫点亮你世界。
And so go light the world.
因为他这里讲到，他说每个灵魂都有一支蜡烛。
And it talk about every soul has a candle.
有些黑暗，有些燃烧，有些黑暗。
Some are blazing and some are very dark.
然后诗歌里鼓励我们说，拿着你的蜡烛奔向黑暗。
And so the song really encourages you to carry your candle, run into the darkness.
拿起你的蜡烛点亮世界。
And carry your candle to light up the world.
我想我们这个但以理书。一共是六个故事，我们分了十二次讲解。
And in the Daniel first six chapters, that they are six chapters but 12 stories.
实际上每一次我们应用的点都不一样。
Even though each application is different.
但是我想，这首诗歌就把这个所有的应用集中在一起了。
But this song is going to summarize those other stories.
我就想，这是神借着但以理书来启示我们。
And God used Daniel to help us to learn.
好，我们一起来欣赏这首诗歌。
Let's enjoy the song.